New Balance has renewed its opposition to a trade deal that would allow cheaper imports from abroad. Officials at the company, which employs 900 people in Maine, say they've broken their silence over the Trans-Pacific Partnership because the Obama administration has failed to offer the company a chance for a contract to sell sneakers to the military. As Patty White reports, members of Maine's congressional delegation say they share the company's concerns.
In the eyes of New Balance, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, is the worst trade deal they've ever seen. It's a free trade agreement for a dozen countries, including Vietnam, which is a prime competitor for the shoe company.
Vietnam is the fastest growing producer of footwear in the world today.
Vietnam already has a competitive edge when it comes to making shoes, says New Balance spokesman Matt LeBreton, because it can produce them at lower cost. By phasing out tariffs, the TPP would tip the scales even further in Vietnam's favor. Still, New Balance held its tongue about the TPP for nearly a year, says LeBreton, because federal officials told the company that if it did so, New Balance would get a shot at a military contract.
The Obama administration said, look, we know you're really intent on pursuing selling shoes to the military, 100% domestically made shoes to the military. If you work with us on TPP, we'll do everything we can to make sure that you have an opportunity to bid for this military opportunity.
Ever since, LeBreton says, the Department of Defense has put up roadblock after roadblock.
The military, the way they buy shoes now, there's no specifications of what should be in a shoe, but that's okay. They're just buying them basically off the shelf. We designed and developed a shoe specifically for the rigors of basic training. We submitted it to them for review, and they told us it would take 180 days per shoe style to test.
With three shoe styles and what LeBreton says was the department's refusal to test them concurrently, testing would take a year and a half. He says that just doesn't add up.
Let me tell you what the testing program is. It's 15 or so volunteers going running for 2 weeks with shoes that we provide at zero cost to the military. Then they come home and fill out a little check sheet at the end of their runs. That's a two-week process, not a six-month process.
What the Department of Defense did is string them along for years.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says she shares New Balance's disappointment and anger. A law called the Berry Amendment requires the Department of Defense to give preference to purchasing uniforms manufactured in the U.S. Collins says the department complies with the law, with the notable exception of sneakers.
Instead of being rewarded for keeping its domestic manufacturing in the United States, New Balance is being penalized, and I don't think that's right.
Collins says she and Senator Angus King have introduced legislation in the past to address the issue, and they'll likely revive that effort. A spokesman for Maine Representative Bruce Poliquin says the Republican is working to add language to the National Defense Authorization Act to ensure the Pentagon fully implements the Berry Amendment. Matt LeBreton of New Balance says the company just wants a fair shot at the military contract and that it will support the Trans-Pacific Partnership if the appropriate safeguards are in place.
The government wants to let Vietnam take all the footwear production in the world. That seems to be their goal. We say, no, these 1,400 manufacturing jobs we have in Maine and Massachusetts in the supply chains and the workers that work in the supply chain really matter.
A request for comment to the Department of Defense was not returned by airtime. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.